Taking a page from the NFL, college basketball has become the latest parity-driven enterprise in sports. Just look at all of the teams who are ranked number one in the polls this season. Indiana, Louisville, Kansas, Michigan, Gonzaga, Duke. And look at all the teams who were jockeying for number one seeds in the tournament. Which brings me to this point. It really doesn't matter what seed you got. The goal of this tournament is to win six games and the national championship. You might as well beat the best of the best on the way there. There is always such a hue and cry. Oh, Miami deserved a number one seed. Duke deserved a number one seed. Is there really such a difference between a number one seed and a number two seed? If you win your first game, it means the difference between playing a number eight or nine seed in the third round and a number seven or ten seed. However, I will now contradict myself and say that Miami, based on winning the regular season and tournament ACC championships, deserved a top seed. My guess is that the selection committee wanted a true Western team to put at one of its West sites. And so Miami was given a number two seed, shipped to Austin, Texas, and if they win twice, the Hurricanes head to the East Regional in D.C. Duke also has a pretty favorable travel schedule, second and third round games in Philadelphia. If the Devils win those, they head to Indianapolis, site of their first NCAA championship. Now let's get to picking the tournament or not. I love watching all of the so-called experts on Sunday night after the tournament bracket was released. Sure, you pick by what you've seen, but what you've seen will not necessarily translate into what's to be. Kind of like those ads for gold or stocks that say past performance is not necessarily an indicator of future performance. Obviously, picking the tried-and-true power teams who are top seeds should be the smart way to pick. But don't forget, these are kids we're talking about, not robots. Human performance is never easy to predict, especially when it comes to 18 to 23-year-olds. Having said that, a team such as Miami makes sense because the Hurricanes have an experienced team mixed with a sophomore point guard who is basketball smart and playing very well. Shane Larkin, son of Baseball Hall of Famer Barry Larkin, played absolutely out of his gourd in Greensboro over the weekend. If he keeps that up, Miami could well be taking its number two seed all the way to Atlanta in 17 days. If not Miami, how about Louisville? The Cardinals are deep and tough and came back from a 16-point second-half deficit to beat Syracuse by 18 and win the Big East championship. Then there are the other hot teams, Big Ten champ Ohio State, Big 12 champ Kansas, and Pac-12 champ Oregon. I give the Jayhawks the best chance out of that bunch. Gonzaga is a top seed and number one, but I agree with those who say the Zags have not played a strong enough schedule inside their conference. Georgetown is tough but can go through ice-cold stretches from the field. Michigan State under Tom Izzo is always a threat. If I were to pick any of the seeds below a three to make a splash, I'd side with Virginia Commonwealth. Been there, done that, and the Rams get after it on defense. But if you hold my feet to the fire and ask me to pick a champion, my feet will burn. Oh, what the heck. Veteran coach, veteran team, and the guy playing out of his gourd, let's say Miami. But wait, can I change my mind? Let's go with Louisville. No, wait, Kansas, Carolina, Duke. Can they all win? Never mind, I will go with my gut and pick the Miami Hurricanes. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday, and hopefully the Hurricanes will still be playing.